A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing about the increasing number of crimes in South Africa allegedly perpetrated by Zimbabweans.
Muggings, robbery and other crimes are reported to be on the increase in the Hillbrow, Berea and Yeovil areas of Johannesburg in South Africa.
Recently, a Zimbabwe man was reported to have killed a policeman and was on the run for some time until he was arrested this Monday, and his nationality, Zimbabwean.
The chairman of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, Mr. Ngabuto Mabena, says his organization has resolved to approach the police for action against these criminals.
Mabena says dozens of Zimbabweans are becoming victims of these thugs, with many of them losing their valuables, sometimes being stabbed, while others are killed.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. And remember, we are live streaming this show right now on Facebook on our pages VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Jonga.
Ongo wadi wa watereri, nevatariri, nasi tirukurukura, nenya irikunzi ya Temesa Musoro wa Kawanda, South Africa. Zvasvitsa kuti rimwe sangano rinomirira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe riri South Africa, re Zimbabwe Community in South Africa, rironge kutora matano, ekuti risangane nemapurisa, kuti vaone kuti dambudziko irori, ringabatwa sei. Dambudziko ndere kubiwa, kunonzi kuri kuitwa, kana kuti umbavha uri kuitwa, nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Hazvisi kungobira vekunze chete, zviri kubirwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri South Africa imomo, munzvimbo dzinoti Berea, Yeovil neHillbrow, ndomuri kunzi makanyanya kutekeshera dambudziko iri. Vazhinji vacho vanoti vakaba, vobaya munhu nebanga kana nechiro chombo chavanenge vainacho, mune dzimwe nguva kutoponda munhu avanenge vachibira iye. Tavunzwa vatambotaura nawo pamusoro penyaya yekuti vanozoziva sei kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe ndo zviri kupara mhosva idzi. Hanzi tinonzwa nemutauro unenge uchitaurwa nevanhu ivavo pavanenge vachipara mhosva idzodzo, zvokuti unobva waziva kuti uyu ndewe kumusha kwangu. Saka dambudziko iroro rarwadza sangano reZimbabwe Community in South Africa nemamwewo masangano akawanda, nekuti nyaya haisi itsva. Tagara tinonzwa zvizvarwa zvemusouth Africa zvichipomera mhosva vabva kure ava, kana kuti vanobva kune dzimwe nyika, kuti ndo vari kukonzera nyaya yekukwira kwemhosva imomo South Africa, nyaya dzekutengeswa kwezvinodhaka, nyaya dzechipfambi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Hazvirevi kuti zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa hazvinawo mhosva dzazvinopara, asi isuwo kana tiri kunze ngatingei tiri vanhu vakachena. Ndo nyaya tinoda kuti kurukure. Pindai muchirongwa muchitiudzawo zvamunoziva kana zvingaita kuti dambudziko iri rigadziriswe. Chris.
Yevo Jonga. Ye, navalaleli ngapo siyahlangana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lweLive Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokubana kulobudlwangudlwangu osebubhahile eSouth Africa, obuningi bakhona kuthiwa budalwa yizalwane zeZimbabwe endaweni ezifana labo Berea, labo Yeovil. Ye, indawo zone zane zigcwele, vele ziyazakala ukuthi kugcwele abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe. Kuthiwa khona sikhona eminye imigwaqo yokuthi kungachaya u-5 ntambama akusafikeki, ngoba ungathi uyaquma nje khonapho bayakubamba inkunzi bakuthathele kumbe yifoni. Kwesinye isikhathi bakhona njalo ababulawayo, bebulawelwa impahla zabo lokunye okuthiyeneyo. yiko ke esifuna ukuxoxa ngakho lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum jonga
Tine vamwe vatereri vato nyora vachitumira mashoko avo kuno kuburikidza ne Shona VOA Facebook page yedu hanzi namkoma Tenderai Nzou ipapo hatirambirane nemuono iwoyo asi vazhinji vari kupara mhosva dzakaita sedze robbery yes tine ma ATM bombing ma ex presidential guards kana ma ex soldiers cause an ordinary person zvake haangambobudirire without any military training yakamboita hatisi tose tiri kupara mhosva muno South Africa vamwe tiri kurarama nema 7 to 5 jobs pasina kubira munhu kana any sort of fraud handizive kuti vamwe vanoonawo sei maonero amukoma Tenderai Nzou asi kuparwa kwemhosva hongu unyanzvi hunozodiwawo pano nepapo asi vanenge vachipara dzimhosva vanotoedza kuti vange vari nyanzvi mubasa ravanenge vachiita saka kuti tinongedze kuti vanhu vange vari muchiuto chete kana vanga vachimbonge vari kumapresidential guard ikoko chete handifunga kuti tinenge tashandisa munongedzo wakanaka ekoita mukoma Love Mochi Nengo atirambi kuti tinodawo kuziva kuti pane maZimbabwe nemangani akabatwa nemhosva dzacho ndo maonero avo zvimwe chete natianze tira try mochengeta hanzi vana ava vapanduka kutaura chokwadi kuba kuroba kurepa zvese muno vari kuita unoshaya kuti chii maZimba then gumi gen talent hanzi ini maonero angu hanzi musakazi vanhu vari kupara mhosva ndo vanokonzera kusagadzikana munyika then vamwe vari kutumira nhamba dzavo dzefoni dzakasiyana siyana tanga tichikubatai then tawana nyasha bandawa hanzi maZimba ari muno South Africa aipa mabiro acho avari kuita anyanyisa zvakanyanya hamene kuti vapindwa nei Lavin Ndlovu hanzi kusvika vabvuma kuti ZANU PF ine vanhu vasina kutsarukana handizive kuti musangano wezanu PF wapinda wapapi panyaya iyoyi asi nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo yekuti vanhu vange vachikurukura kana kugadzikana panyaya dziri mhosva dziri kuparwa muSouth Africa Chris
yes jonga silabo lati abalaleli abasibhaleleyo ke kuFacebook Slow Gabriel Tawanda Sibanda uthi yena ithina inkinga amaNdebele inengi lethu lithanda ukweba ukusebenza abakuthandi asazumbela iqiniso kodwa ye yimbono kaGabriel Gabriel Tawanda Sibanda yesi sesilom mhlonitsha wethu omunye esimnqusileyo lapha uBongani Mkhwananzi siyakwamukela kuhlelo Mkhwananzi
ngiyabonga msakazi alibonani balalela
ye can you please Mr. Mkhwananzi give us an update of this situation we understand it's getting out of hand Zimbabweans in South Africa committing crime can you tell us more about that
Look, it's truly getting out of hand. Irila abantu bakithi asebe negama elibi and the way that crime has become rampant. Ikakhulu masingabala lapha abantu bakithi abaningi khona areas like Hillbro, Beria, Uve. Isithothaleke kakhulu babanjwa abantwana bakithi mabavele emsebenzini bagwazwa sekuze kwaba nabantu sebefile impela babekwa. Ukuyadutyulwa abantu angishore ma abantu bebelilale izindaba emalangeni kube khona isigameko lapho omunye wabomalayitshara kudutyulwe khona ngcold plati okubukeka nokuthi isitanse two meter even bengamthatheli ulutho so ugangi wakhona sibokokuthatha kuphela so yikubulala nje mahlayana nje
Hayi siyabonga ngabamba ucingo
Jonga thank you so much Chris we are also joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the Africa Diaspora Forum. Welcome to our show, Dr. Swand.
Thank you. Good evening and good evening to listeners.
Welcome. Thank you. Dr. Swand, we are discussing about the crime rate in South Africa allegedly being committed by Zimbabweans who are in South Africa, especially the Johannesburg areas of Yeovil, Beria, and Hillbro. What can you say about this development?
Well, look, one thing is for sure is that we've got quite a lot of Zimbabweans. I think one of the biggest populations that lives in these particular areas, which is basically Uvel and Beria, and the inner city is that of Zimbabwean nationalities. So, yes, indeed there is there are, you know, alarming levels of crime there, particularly, you know, maybe, you know, things related to robbery and that. I mean, it's not that they're the only ones. We've got other types of crime as well, like, you know, drug peddling, you know, and so forth, that are committed by other nationalities. For example, if you look at Nigerians when it comes to drugs, because they also tend to be quite a lot, particularly in Johannesburg and around the area, and Tanzanians. So every time that, you know, we go to court, the numbers of these people that are arrested on these crimes are quite, I mean, a lot. Unfortunately, of course, I think what makes the cases for the Zimbabweans a bit more, I think, outstanding is particularly that in cases where there are murders, for example, like the police murder that we just had this week. And last year we had another murder that involved a Zimbabwean citizen of the whole family, and that was alleged, and then a fraud case, you know, that involved about 140 people in the book. So it's just that those crimes, when they are done and Zimbabweans are caught, they tend to be quite outstanding because of, you know, the nature and the size of the criminal offenses. Mm-hmm. But petty crimes, especially like pickpocketing, you know, knifing, and, you know, these robberies that take place in particularly Hillsborough and Yeovil, yes, they are committed by Zimbabweans. That's a very good number.
Yes. You know, looking back at my years back in Zimbabwe, we used to see people who committed such crimes to be coming from different locations to commit crime, like in the city center, but they are not people of that area. When they are arrested, that's when you would know, oh, he's from Highfield, he's from Fakwas, he's from Mavuku, he's from Bari. Is it not the same here that some of these criminals are not resident in those areas?
Well, I think it's slightly different because with Johannesburg, you find that a lot of these people live in undesignated or flats that are not supposed to be ideally meant for human habitation, and they commit these crimes because, you know, these places are not, you know, frequented because of unemployment, or basically that, you know, these guys have got nothing, you know, that they can do. So, unfortunately, especially with the Hillsborough cases, the majority of the people that commit crime in the Hillsborough and Yeovil area, they live in that area, and you know, it also applies even to those that peddle drugs. They live within those particular areas and peddle drugs within those areas and territories. So people would really go to areas where they don't know, because they probably are afraid that they may come across people that, you know, are going to maybe deal with them, you know, more effectively. You also find the reason why they operate in those areas is that in some cases you may find that they work along, you know, with the police. So there are police that know them in that area, so they can easily get away with these crimes because the police officers, you know, normally help them to escape or evade arrest. That is one of the most unfortunate, I mean, you know, situations.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swana. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Tiani Matina Obarnari.
Is it Mr. Fore?
Mr. Fore.
Yeah.
Murukufuna murukupiwa Fore.
South Africa.
Okay, nyati kurukura mainzwa tipeiwo maonero yenyu uye kuti ngagadzirisa sei dambudziko iri.
Ah, yaenda izwa zvishuwa ichokwadi chocho yuvhero bheria nezvibatamataura izvi. Ah, izvimbo dzimwe dzisori dangerous kuti tichitutishwa kuda kuita nzvimbo dzidzidzi. Because, ah, vakomune kumusha varura nzvimbo idzodzo.
Mbunzo mkuru
zangu
ndachida kuti ndachida kubvunza kuti muri kutaura kuti varura vana especially vekumusha vazhinji vari kuti dai vari vari kupara mhosva idzo vachizozikana kunzive kumusha nekusunga kwavarikwa kumataro vachibuda kumataro kuti nhasi kwatongwa zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe 100 nenyaya yekudai zvichidai asi hanzi kana kusina vanenge vachizoenda kumataro munozoziva sei kuti ndive kuZimbabwe.
Most of the guys that are in the boys of the usual Beria, Neubro, one of the Bulawa site, but the Berlin site. So, don't watch machine the Musha.
Saka zvizva munokurudzira.
Jobekese yakatori haichita.
Saka zvizva munokurudzira wo imi.
into kuzot yang urumenje itu berita sampai hari itu berita saya tidak keep tahu cuma mau keep flat tu 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 berita mak tu jadi kalau buat buat kita putih mua numpa mak flat agak dapat naik urunan dari buat kita putih dari mungkin dah kawan dan mak tu anda yang mungkin buat pas mau operasi jadi ada serial macam pasal mana ni buat ni mak mak mak
Thank you so much, Mkoma, Mr. Fore Maita Bas.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chris. Our first caller, Mr. Fore, is calling from South Africa. He says even he himself is afraid of visiting those areas because of the rampant crimes. And he confirms that mostly they are committed by Zimbabweans, because he says those areas, many Zimbabweans live in those areas, and those guys frequent those places. That's your view, Berry and Hillbro. But he is urging the South African government to at least deploy soldiers like what they did in Cape Town. He thinks that that may help the situation, contain the situation.
Interesting. Mnumzana Mkwananzi, uyakuzwa yini lokho okukhulunywe?
Ukuzwa okukhulunywayo nakhona nje okunye kuba ngezindlela indlela abakubeka ngakhona abantu amasosha namapholisa, yebo mhlawumbe kungathiwa ngathi loko abasesha abantu, kodwa we have to recognize ukuthi there's a large number of Zimbabweans abahlala e-South Africa, ikakhulu kulezo ndawo esizikhulumayo. Such that thina inkinga esibanayo kakhulu amaphoyisa ma ebikulelwa lezi zindaba, inhlezi ukuthi bahambe bangamasela basebenzise ulwazi lwabantu olukhona ukuthi bakhombe amasela, bona bangena sesidinga ama-documentation. Kwenza njalo lokhu ukuthi abantu bakithi besabe nabo ukubikela amaphoyisa ukuthi usibani nosibani ibabagangayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ziyabazi abantu abagangayo ngoba ziphila nabo, ziyababona nsuku zonke. And unfortunately enye into ebakhona is sort of an apathy, where uyathola umuntu ebanjwa eceleni kwabantu bebaningi kodwa bayekele izigelegqe nje zihambe. Angisho nje ukuthi kulula ukuthi sibanje izigelegqe, because sometimes you get into harm's way yourself, but then they have been let loose. They are now free channels. They can do pretty much what they like. Amasota, they are not going to assist. They have to stay in 1 week. It's not going to solve the problem. There should be a broader approach to solving this problem. And it's a societal issue. Ngibona ngathi kumele abantu bagcile kuloko ukukhuluma kwabantu injini ikakhulu esothi laba kuyazwakala mpela. Abantu uma besifikela bakutshela ukuthi umuntu uveli ngwasekhaya lo sengivile nephimbo ukuthi hayi ithonya kuyesicala uyahlaza ukuthi umuntu wasekhaya. So it's very appalling ukuthola ukuthi sizinhlanganiso we are busy fighting for ama-documentation issues nezinye izinto trying to assist our people, but pride bagconeke bagconise isizwe sonke kube negama elibi, whereas we say the Zimbabweans are criminals and then we become known as criminals. But we have a majority of our people being very hard working and taking their living gas.
Hayi, ungabamba sithatha umlaleli lapha. Hello, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, bengicela ukungazitsho igama.
Oh. Uya ungaqhubekela phambili.
Ngalolu daba lolo elikhuluma ngalo lamusha. Ngihlala khona eHillbrow. Into ekhona ngobugebengu bakithi lapho abantu bakithi asebeyenza lapha eYibo, buningi kakhulu, buvamile, siyabubona imihla nemihla. Kukhona izindawo ezingahanjwayo noma emini ngendaba yobugebengu. And futhi abantu abahlalela kuleyo ndawo babebazi abantu bakhona, but amaphoyisa alapha eSouth Africa, there is no need ukuthi ungabiza ani. Amaphoyisa awabonakali kakhulu. Awabonakali kakhulu eyipho, angifuni ukugqama amanga, especially manje ebusuku uma ungahamba ngeke ubone iveni ipatrol. Ngeke kubabone bepatrol. La uzobabona bebekhona nje zobamele ubona bemephambi kweshop ora bezidlulela nje.
Kungani bengekho?
Ngizokhuma ebusuku abakula nothole izwayo ngeke ubone imoto yamapolice ifika kuleyo ndawo.
Kungani bengekho amapolice?
Asazi lathi ukuthi baze kupha amapolice ngoba amapolice esikhathini esiningi nje yahle yahle yibho hayi ngisalela khona. Abona bonakala amaphoyisa lapha ngiwabona ngiwabona ngezambela ukuthi yenze stop and search abakwenzi laba bantu abayenza lezo zinto especially njengadistance ugesi ungahamba kuzisa ukuthi ngikule ndawo hlobo zami ngoba uyazi abantu bebanje uma ungaphakathi endlini uze mpela ukuthi laba bantu babanje uhamba nje kokugesi ngesikhathi esincane nje kujika kube ngokunye okunye okwesabekayo.
Ungazi sabalaleli ukuthi indawo ezingafikekiyo umuntu okwesabisa khona ukufika kungapi?
For instance kule ndawo abayibiza bethi sayidini laseBhokho. Ngale akuhambeki uzobuya futhi sayidini lase lela noma kusenini nje ukhojonga usukela khona ngale kundawo yaseBhokho uzoyohlaba kubo uzoyohlaba le kubo Catherine phezulu. Akuhambeki lezo ndawo kuzobuyela ngapha endaweni ukuya seParkland kuye naseParkini yaseYilgongale akuhambeki ukhupha ukusika ngale kobotshop lapho lasemini uyabanja libalele uyabanja libalele mpela uthathele ulutho and most abantu abayenza ngalokho abantu abathatha izinto bebalele ngabantu bakithi hlobo zama kufika ukuthi ngabantu bakuphi most ngabantu bakithi never mind babe khona laba khona lapho kodwa abayenzi bobubi abakule ndawo leya ngabantu bakithi ubuningi bakhona.
Hayi
ngabantu bakithi impela.
Hayi kwezwakala. Hayi sibongele kakhulu mnumzane. Jonga, that was a caller there who did not want his name to be publicized. He says he lives in Hillbro and there are some no-go areas even during the day. You can't go there. And he says that, you know, one worrying thing is that there's no police presence, mostly in those areas. And I asked him why. He says he doesn't know. And the other thing he says these days, you know, with the power load shedding, once the lights are turned off, then they go wild. So you can actually hear people, you know, screaming, being robbed and all that.
That's sad. Yes, regai teams go kuna vamkwananzi. Vamkwananzi. Hello?
The caller is telling the truth, and that issue of police visibility is one of the issues. Like I said earlier, there are other ways to cap this, to arrest this rampant crime. Moreover, to say if police not just go to buildings and start searching and it's not going to solve. The police should utilize the resources that they have. There's a large component of Zimbabweans who can be utilized for crime intelligence to know these criminals and they can be arrested and prosecuted.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, I think Mr. Mkwananzi, maybe we'll have to cut off the phone and call you back. Maybe we'll get a better reception.
Oh, okay. But I can hear you guys very clearly.
Yeah, but for our listeners, I'm not sure they are getting you as clear as you.
They're not getting it yet.
Yeah.
So if we call you back, maybe it will get a clear line.
That's all right.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Svanda. Dr. Svanda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Yes, Dr. Svanda, we heard some of our callers there. They are saying that there's no police. The police visibility is very low in some areas, especially in the three areas we mentioned earlier on Hillbro and so forth. Can you tell us why do you think that there is the level of police presence is very low in those areas?
Well, look. We do have police stations. For example, we have a police station in Hillbro. In Yeovil, there is actually a big police station that was built recently, you know, which was an upgrade from what used to be there. So one of the issues I think that we might be looking at, and when we speak particularly about police visibility, is ordinarily the number of police, the people, the population density in Hillbro, for example, it is very, very high. And when you look at the number of crimes, we spend quite some time, for example, at the Hillbro police station. You see that sometimes it's an issue of even vehicles that are not there and police don't really sit down. They are also obviously on the street. So there is an overwhelming number of people there. And one of the issues that you must also then appreciate is the fact that if, for example, we talk of Hillbro, which is a number that has got a mainly undocumented people, you look at government planning, for example, it will tell you that in terms of government planning, the number of people living in Hillbro could be maybe 500,000. And the police, therefore, I mean, the government will deploy police officers in relation to the number of people living in a particular area. So when you look at that statistics and that kind of an anomaly, where, for example, we know that because of the number of foreign nationals living in those areas, the population could be three times or four times that which is written down or that which is in terms of the statistics, it makes the deployment, you know, of officials a bit more difficult because the government plans in terms of the statistics that it has. It cannot plan for what it doesn't have, which is what we have been speaking, you know, to in dealing with the government to say, look, one of the biggest problems that we understand why the government of South Africa is always going to have problems with service delivery is that the government has got a certain number of people known to be living in an area, and it provides services, therefore, for that number of people. What then happens, unfortunately, is that is not the exact number of people living in the area. You might find that the number is two, three or four times more. So it becomes very, very difficult. So that is exactly one of the biggest problems that we have there. Even the crimes that the people are talking about now, if you go to court on any particular given day, you will find that the number of people that are arrested, which attests only maybe to the number of Zimbabweans in South Africa, in particular with illegal immigrants, you'll find that a huge number belongs to Zimbabwe and Malawi. And in those people, you'll find that the people that are arrested for drug possession or usage of drugs, there is more of those people from other nationalities than there is from Zimbabwe. And you'll then realize that the crimes that, for example, are being spoken of as we speak right now, they are rarely in court, you know, people that are arrested for these particular crimes like robbing people that come from Zimbabwe. So it is experience that people are talking about. But when you look at real statistics, when you go to a court in any particular given day, you'll find that the real numbers of some of these crimes are less, except the serious, you know, robbery crimes that we have, for example, that involve carjacking, where you also find that there is a high number of people that may come from Zimbabwe, and also that might also talk to the fact that a lot of these people are people that were either former police officers or former army officers that get into South Africa. They are unemployed, and they end up resorting to crime. And you find that then there are these gangs or groups of people that involve Zimbabweans, you know, working with locals. And that's where we then tend to have what more of, you know, the statistics or the recorded statistics per se.
Mm-hmm. But do you have any plans to engage with the South African authorities, or have you already done that as the Africa Diaspora Forum?
We have. I mean, last year we had a meeting with the Minister of Home Affairs, and one of the things that we put on the agenda was basically to look at how, you know, ordinary policing is done and working with, groups of foreign nationals that already have become permanent residents or citizens in South Africa. Because one of the examples that we have given is that we have often seen that, you know, many countries like them, for example, like the USA and so forth, we see that in their police services, and we have also raised this with the Minister of Police, to say in the police services, it would help if you want to catch Nigerian criminals, you need to set them up with a Nigerian, you know, person who understands their language, who understands their habits. So if you're looking at Hillbro, for example, it will defeat the purpose of policing if the majority of your police officers in Hillbro are police officers that come from KZN and so forth, that do not understand the lingo of the people, that cannot even speak to locals living in the area. But is incorporate a good, you know, segment of the police officers to be people that are coming from the migrant community that have been naturalized to become, you know, South Africans, and incorporate them into the police services. One, they'll be able to talk to and be trusted by the locals that live there who are mainly migrants, and then even easily point, you know, to where these people are found. So policing will become a lot better. We have also done that with the Premier, I mean, quite some time last year, to say, look, we need to work together in terms of policing to ensure that, one, you know, we can share information and intelligence in as far as, you know, crime is concerned, because nobody wants crime. It doesn't matter whether it's committed by a foreigner or a non-foreigner or a national, but nobody, you know, is excited at, you know, criminal activities. So, yes, we have already, you know, started engaging with the government and various, you know, sectors of the policing sector to ensure that, you know, there can be a progressive means of dealing with crime, particularly that which comes from the migrant community.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. Tinemu Tere Riparunare. Hello?
Hello, Magete Wang.
Ah, Takasimba, ndiye nabo. Hello? Mukoma Taurai, muri kufona muri kupi? Fone enyu uri kumboita ichibreka Mukoma Taurai. Okay, tipe ufungwa dzenyu fone enyu isati yadona.
Okay, aura dzakarudzora mangwana.
Taurai zve ndikutoti tipe ifungwa dzenyu because fone enyu inogona kuzorasika.
Okay, andiona kuti hakuna kuti South Africa tiri kutambura zvikuru.
Eh. Hello? I think phone yawe inenge ine dambudziko. Eh, vanhu vari kutambura. Saka ndozvingaita here kuti munhu apinde mukuzoita zvekubata ngunzi kana kubata kwira. Ndanchiti kusha kutambura kwamuri kutaura uko ndokunga kungazoita here kuti vanhu va resort to crime kana kuti vafunge kutora pfungwa yekubhinya vamwe.
Ya dzino uya mukoma jungaka nini here. Eish, hakunoku mira zvakanaka man. Zvekuti kudai kuzimbabwe kwaitawo mabasa wana tiitene kudzokera kumusha kwedu.
Ya, asi munoziva mukoma pfungwa imwe yandirogona kungopawo ndeyekuti zviri nani kuti munhu adzokere kumusha onozama ake kana zvii zvekurima kana kungoitawo mabasa emaoko. Kune vari kuita mabasa emaoko pane kuti uite mabasa emaoko ekuponda nekubira vamwe.
Ya, ndiyo chaizvoizvo. Hamukutaura chaizvoizvo.
Kune vari kutamburawo vari kumusha, hazvirevi kuti nhamo yako inobva yapera. Nekuti zvakafanana nekuba ikoko, munhu anogona kuba nhasi owana kana $1,000 haina kwainomuendesa mari iyoyo. Mangwana anenge akuda kuba futi, mangwana acho anoda kuba futi. Zvakafananawo mukarima muriwo kumusha muchitengesa, nhasi matengesa bhanduro, mangwana munotengesa rimwe bhanduro.
Chokwadi mukoma, chokwadi ichocho.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma. Mukoma Taurai, thank you so much.
Okay, ndatenda zvangu mukoma, ndatenda.
Okay, bye bye.
Hello, bye bye.
Thank you. Chris Mukoma Taurai is just saying people in South Africa are suffering, that may lead some to commit crime. But I was telling him, you know, people back home are suffering, but mostly they are using their hands to build the country through farming, some projects like carpentry, chicken rearing, instead of using hands to batanguns.
Very interesting. Mr. Mkwananzi, are you back?
I'm back, yes.
Ah, okay, you are now sounding a bit clearer now.
Okay, I went inside the house because I was afraid of noise earlier.
Oh, so you were not afraid that they were going to snatch your phone?
Yeah. Well, my area is a bit safer.
Okay. Yeah, so Mr. Mkwananzi, now can you tell us about what needs to be done, because the previous caller who called us now said because people are suffering, there might be one of the causes that is leading them to go on the streets and commit these crimes. Now, do you see any kind of intervention that can be done to lessen the pressure on these people, especially those from Zimbabwe? We know back home it's difficult, they can't go back home, but what are the solutions that can be offered right there in South Africa?
As the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, on the 6th of February, we are planning a crime summit. We just want to then gather the community around us and try to talk and see on solutions that can be done. Amongst the solutions that some of the people have suggested and recommended is encourage our people to join crime policing forums. We are saying to the South African government and police that, look, it's no use to isolate this large number of people in your activity. Sooner utilize the very people, because amongst us, we even have ex-police and ex-soldiers, people who are capable of assisting with these sort of solutions. So we cannot have our whole society being blamed for the criminal elements that are just explained. So this is part of the solution. But we're also saying to the police, like the other caller said, which is, they must be more visible on the streets, more patrols. The more visible the police are, the less opportunity for the criminal to feel free to just do crime randomly and with deep confidence that they have. I mean, these criminals rob people and say, and then they don't even run at times, they just walk away. There's footage of this happening all over the place. So we want to then get the community to be participating with all policies.
Now, well, I've gone to places like Rosettenville, Orange Grove. I've seen people coming together as a community to pay, security, armed security guards. Don't you think that that helps? And they patrol the streets. And is that going to help?
In Berea, for instance, I used to stay in Berea. In our appeal is something that was called the Haila Ron, which was where we contributed to having these reaction cars patrolling the streets. That will help tremendously. People then must accept that part of their basic needs is their facility, and maybe contribute money to doing that. Already one would see that in Berea and along Uharo, there's security guard stations there that are being paid for by the flat around there. That will assist a lot. But then it needs the participation of the very community that needs this protection.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line.
Yes, Christine Mwemtere Parunare. Hello. Hello,
Maskela.
Taskwela, ndiya nawo.
Mr. Alec Mabonde.
Mkoma Alec. How are you, Mkoma Alec?
I'm fine. How are you? That's
right. We are doing fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cape Town.
Cape Town, South Africa. Please go ahead. Tell us what you think about this problem.
Yeah, this problem is, I'm starting from Zimbabwe, but the way people are flocking to South Africa is too much. And they're looking to unemployment rate in South Africa already. People are suffering already in South Africa. So people are just coming here thinking, looking for green pastures. Yet the jobs are not as much as they were before. Like 2009, 2010, that then it was better than today. Two, you can check our border gate. There are a lot of guys there who can just check you from, we are coming from South Africa, you want to do your papers to go to Zimbabwe with your car. Yeah, guys who are checking. No, guy, you're going to stay here 2 days. You can do your papers. You can do your papers within 30 minutes. Those people are connected to, like, Zimra guys, whatever, at the border. That the delay must be there at the border so that as we must stay. Those guys are sharing money with the Zimra officers so that as we can go faster to Zim. So when you check, those people must be a syndicate, like Zimbabwe versus South Africa, to kill this problem. But when you look, the sources who are here in South Africa, sometimes we're going to tell Zimbabwean police that you are looking for this guy in Machibo, you are looking for this guy from Harare, he's here in Johannesburg. There is nothing to do with it. You see? So I hope if Zimbabwe and South Africa, the police can unite about this thing, I'm sure, I hope it's going to help us to fire, to sue these guys who are talking Shona, the Dele, around Dublik, around Kempton Park, all these places around Johannesburg. So normally, this is the problem, that we can't make it. South Africa has their own, they won't identify these Zimbabwean guys. It's South African police. But if we can have a police that from back home, the police from back home, they can cooperate with us here and with the police around South Africa as a whole. This thing can be totally cleared.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Alec. Maita Basa. Thank you. That's Mkoma Alec who is saying that there's need for cooperation between the South African and Zimbabwean law enforcement agents so that they can together deal with this problem. Ndomboenda kuna Dr. Siwanda. Dr. Siwanda, dambudziko iri riri kubatawo here nyika dzakapoteredza Zimbabwe kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviriko kana kuti ringori muSouth Africa chete?
Tingati isusu nyaya yema crimes atikutaura tikusangana nawo inobata zvizvarwa zvedzimwe nyika, haizi zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe chete. Hongu munzvimbo yatirikutaura zvikuru nzvimbo yemuhildo nemuyuven, nokuti ndio pakazara vanhu vemuZimbabwe. Zvino tinotoona kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe ndo vakatoti one day vagari vemo sevene vanopara mhosva vacho vakatowanda, ndo vakazara imomo. Tozoonawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo kunofanana kunana Nyanga uko Cape Town, tinosangana nezvinhu zvaangofananawo kudaro. Tozotarisawo futi muhildo imomo toona kuti dzimwe mhosva dzinofanana nekutengeswa kwemadrugs. Tinoona kuti zvizvarwa zvekuNigeria ndo zvinobatikana nezvekuTanzania zvakatoti one day. Zvokutoti mazuva ese patinoenda kukoti izvozvi nhasi ndandiri kukoti kutiona vanhu vakawanda vanenge vakasungwa mukati momo, vanobva kune dzimwe nyika, anenge asungwa kuti haana mapepa uyezve ane mhosva yechi, ane mhosva yekutengesa madrugs. Asi zvizvarwa zvozoti zvizvarwa zvimwe zvakati wandei zvekuZimbabwe ona kuti aiwa vangosungirwa chete nyaya yemapepa kana kuti yanga iri domestic violence necommon assault yavanga vainawo. Hapana vatinowana ipapo vanenge vachinzi vakabatirwa chii idzo dzimhosva vanhu dzavari kutema nadzo, dzakaita sedzekuti vanhu vari kutoregwa mari kana kuti vari kuhijekwa. Asi tinoziva nekuti vanhu vanotaura vanogara munzvimbo idzodzidzi, nekuti vanhu vacho nekuti vanogara munzvimbo vanotoziva pekutiza, vanotoziva pekumira, zvekuti nedzimwe nguva zvinotonoita nemapurisa kuti avabate. Pamwe mapurisa anototya zvekarewo kupinda mune dzimwe nzvimbo, nekuti dzimwe nzvimbo ndenzvimbo dzisina chero magetsi, maflat aya anofaada akavharwa kudhara, haachagari vanhu. Saka mapurisa akatodzingirira vanhu vachipinda imomo munyika ine pfuti dzakawanda kudai, vanotourayiwa zvatikuona zvaitika pasvondo radarika. Nhasi uno ndandiri kupolice station paJohannesburg Central zvaito, tatomhanya kutohwanda kusvika kwese kwese uku. Umwe munhu anga kutotanga kurova security ranga ramubata mupolice station, kutorova security uya ndokuzodonha neokap muhomwe make muyame. Zvinoratidza ende munhu yehabi kuZimbabwe, zvinoratidza chete kuti vanhu vakagara vakawanda uyezve vachibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana, pane chinhu chinoitika muvanhu ivavo zvokuti mhosva dzinoparwa nevanhu avamwe vacho havatombotyi, havazivi kuti chii chinonzi mitemo, nekuti vamwe vanobva kunyika dzanga dzakazara kurwa dzinofanana naDRC, vamwe kunzvimbo dzokuti mutemo hausati chaiwo watombosvika panzvimbo yaya yekuti wanga wadeveloped. Ukatarisa vanhu vekuZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa, inotori vanopara mhosva inotori nyaya yekuti vanhu vaya vanoziva kuti zvanga zvisiri nyore kuti vadzipare mhosva idzodzo kuZimbabwe vatize, nekuti Zimbabwe yanga iri chi ine vanhu vasina kunyanyowanda kudarika mapurisa. Asi nekuti vasvika muno munenge makati sunungukei, zvokuti kana vapara mhosva vanogona kunohwanda apa vabati vobva vaita ziya zvokunyandofarunuka kuti aiwa apa tasununguka apa nekuti pane mukana wekuzviita izvi ndosaka takuona takambonzwa achiri gore rapera tanzwa kuti pane vamwe vakutodzokera nekuzimbabwe chaiko vachinoita sei vachiinda neputi vachiita vachipara mhosva dzakadai saka aiwa havazi vemuzimbabwe chete chokwadi chekuti nevamwe vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vakati wandeiwo vanodzipara mhosva izvi.
Thank you so much. Maita basa, Dr. Swanda. Chris.
Yes, chonga siye kubabu mkwananzi. Mnumzana mkwananzi, sike sezwa lapho munyu babu ocha ucingo esithe na okunye okubangela ukuthi umsindo nalo sikhuluma ngakho ubutsotsi lobu kubamba abantu lokunye kuqhele kakhulu ukuthi abantu abaningi bayebengela amaphepha. Sebe sesaba ukuthi baye emapholiseni kumbe babike ukuthi babona okwenzakalayo babona umuntu ebanjwe inkunzi kodwa esaba ukuthi ayebikela amapholisi kungakuliqiniso
kuliqiniso vele sesikuthole kaningi ukuthi kuba nzima ebantwini ukuthi manje awulawo amaphepha abantu abaningi abanawo amaphepha yebo sebathola abanye amaphemithi kodwa uthole ukuthi manje uzofika laphana amapholisa akunike iphepha maphepha abantu yibasebenzisa nalolo vala ene makuzo kuthiwa kuredi amabuilding siyasinanzelela ukuthi amapholisa agcine concentrate kakhulu emaphepheni ngoba noma nje ukuzwa kuthiwa kuboshiwe ikakhulu ngesikhathi sikaHerman Mashaba bekuvele kugcizelelwe kakhulu ukuthi kuboshwe abantu bangaka abangama-illegal immigrants bese ku-create-wa i-perception as if umuntu ongelamaphepha akanalo ilungelo lokuthi afike abike emthethweni ukuthi kunento eyenzakalayo lokho kuyikuthi ezilingela uyashuthi yourself in the foot because that intelligence that you would have got to arrest the whole situation you lose the advantage so siyazama ukukhuthaza ukuthi hayi kungabe umuntu ma elande ukubika icala kube yindaba yecala kuphela kodwa mase sihambile ngathi emapolisini siyake sikunanzelele kakhulu ukuthi hayi okunye yi-perception ebasebantwini ngoba vele naye novalo lwakhe amapholisa aqali ngokubuza ukuthi kanti manje bezobika icala kula maphepha yini hhayi bayathatha nje i-statement balalele kodwa nawe nje angithi sokulesazela umuntu ayayesabe ukuya emthethweni.
Thank you so much. I think Christine Mwamteriri Parunare todzoka kwamuri vama bena pamwe na Dr. Swanda. Hello, ndiani vari Parunare avo?
Yebo, yebo.
Ye, utini baba?
Ndiyaphila, ninjani baba?
Sikona, kuluma baba.
Ye, mina ngivumelana nalabo abathi abantu bakithi bayizigebenga ngaphelo eGoli ngoba ngake ngatshontshela impahla ngingene eDurban all the way ngisebenzela i-8 months. Ngabuya ngapha eBinga ngingelalutho abantwana kwakhala kwaba buhlungu nje sebenza after eight months sengitshontshela impahla bayizigebenga abantu bakithi.
Manje wathi uthathelwa impahla yona le wahamba yini emapholiseni?
Amapholisa ngahamba babuya after 10 minutes abantu babekhona babegcwele kumbe babelezi ibhamu bathi ungayi don't go there bayafaka isibhamu. Ngiyesaba laba abazange bayikhona ngaze ngabapopotela ukuthi nkathi lini umsebenzi wenu kuyinani impahla yami siyihambile yonke sebenzeleni amapholisa bayekele ukuyabavimba kumbe ukubathathela impahla.
Hayi siyathemba kuzalunga kwesinye isikhathi. So kahle wabuyela ekhaya wena?
Mina vele angiselasi isifiso sokuya eGoli ngoba hayi abantu bakithi bayasihlukumeza izigebenya ezikhulu ngapho eGoli abantu bakithi lapha eZimbabwe.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu siyathemba kuzalunga komnye umnyaka.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Jonga, the caller there is calling us from Zimbabwe, from Binga. He says he had worked in South Africa for some time, and when he was trying to get his stuff from there, and then they attacked him and took everything. He went back home, you know.
And they were speaking Shona.
Yes, that's what they say.
It's sad.
Very sad.
Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Dr. Swanda. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Dr. Swan, we know that there are many organizations in South Africa representing Zimbabweans. Have you as organizations ever met to come together with and speak with one voice?
Well, look, not really, but of course, I mean, in some small way, in quite a number of occasions, particularly in Hillbrow, there is often a lot of, you know, gathering, though of course they may not necessarily speak maybe to crime, but trying to harness and bring the people together. So yes, I mean, these organizations do come together sometimes, but again, it's also the fact that they are quite sparsely populated. But I also need to reiterate one most important factor that was said, I think, by Ms. Mkwananza about the perception. Just this last month, I was at a police station. I'll not name the police station because I know that the Immigration Act in South Africa does, you know, talk to that. You notice that there are security officers. And security officers, when you look at the security industry, for example, cannot be people that are non-citizens of South Africa. About 4 security officers in Hillbrow caught 4 Zimbabweans that were trying to rob people, you know, in a car. You know, these people, they come as if they want to help you, and they divert your attention, telling you that your car has been punctured, so that they then open the door and steal your valuables. And security officers caught those people and brought them to the police station. And when they brought them, there was a Home Affairs official there who, on speaking to the security officers, could tell right away that they were not South African. And the captain who had come with those particular, you know, suspects, those people, it was very clear. The captain actually said, no, these security officers have helped us to catch these people. And they let them go. And the Home Affairs, who could tell that these people were not, you know, Zimbabweans and did not have papers, it also looked aside, because they are also interested in fighting crime and not necessarily the fact that somebody is what is a migrant. So people do have this negative perception of thinking that if I go to the police or I report, then it means that, you know, I'm going to be victimized, which is not necessarily true in all the cases, though in some rare instances it does happen. But yes, in terms of the first question, true, we do have, you know, an apathy in serious meetings to discuss these kinds of issues that we have. And they don't only affect Zimbabweans. In Death Valley, speaking to Congolese nationals, that were saying, look, one of the problems that we have as migrants is that even in community policing forums, in local activities, migrants tend to keep away and shy away and not come in. It's not even the local people or the natives that are segregating them. But ordinarily, when these community policing forum meetings are called, migrants tend not to attend these meetings because they don't tend to involve themselves. So I think it's high time that, you know, migrants that live in South Africa must participate and involve themselves in local initiatives that fight crime and are pro-development-wise, and not think that, look, we want to develop our countries only, they will not get involved in development projects or community projects in the country.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Tinotenda ramai muri parunare. Tinemwe mutereri. Hello? Hello, Baba.
Hello.
Yeah, Linjan.
I shall be.
Kuluma, Baba.
Kalenge kama, umbani kama?
Nkosi. Nkosi Mthembu.
Nkosi Mthembu, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, awungasiphathisa.
Lami ukuthi ngingenele uhlelo seluphakathi laphakathi la.
Oh, sikhuluma ngokwenzakala eSouth Africa, i-crime ngesilungu, kuthiwa khona abeZimbabwe iningi labo sebe, iningi elenza ubugebengu lani ngabeZimbabwe, ngabadabuka eZimbabwe, yikho esixoxa ngakho khona.
Okay, lami ngapha ekwele Botswana ngapha. La ngapha bajwayele ukutsho njalo ukuthi iningi lethu yithi esiwonayo thina ngapha.
Kodwa wena uthini la uyakubona kuliqiniso yini?
Kwesinye isikhathi kuliqiniso kuthi kuhlale emzini ongasiwa kini, icala vele babenika wena oyintandane oyisiphepheli khonapho vele. Lathi abafowethu abaningi lawo bawona khona ngapha, lawo siyababona sibili. Because bahamba bewona amalanga adlileko kokuthiwa kutshontshwa, bahamba betshontsha amabhasha, amabooster. Kutholakale kungabafowethu, owangapho kuyakunce kungumuntu eyi-1, abafowethu beyi-10 khonapho. Labo bawona kakhulu ukuthi iningi lethu sibuya ngapha sikwazi sikulandileyo, sifika ngapha sikhohlwe ukuthi kanje silande ukuzodinga imali, umbeni silande ukuzodinga ongasinqedi sisiwona.
Mhm. Hayi sibongile kakhulu.
Hayi sibongile.
Okay. Jonga Mthembu there is calling us from Botswana. He says the situation is just the same.
Even in Botswana?
In Botswana, I mean. Mm-hmm. He says sometimes you find the locals, maybe one local teaming up with 10 people from Zimbabwe, committing all these crimes.
Mm. Doctor, okay, let me go to Mr. Mkwananzi. Mr. Mkwananzi.
Yes.
Yes, recently we heard reports that three Zimbabweans were intercepted in Polokwane, arrested, and the goods worth over $1 million recovered. Among those goods were, I think, cell phone tower batteries, solar panels, cell phones and other stuff, but they were valued at over R1 million. What can you say about this? Because I think these people, some, they still in South Africa and they have markets in Zimbabwe to sell those goods.
Yeah, it is a true report. It happened, and apparently it's around 900,000. Maybe it could be up to a million even. But they were found. And the reality is, it is back to the community again. Umuntu otshontshayo into leyana akayidi yani into ayithengisa uyithengisela umphakathi. Umphakathi wona is participating in aiding and abetting crime by ukuthenga into lezi ezitshontshiweyo. So we go back to some of the solutions where we are saying we should create an awareness ebantwini bakithi. No, but wena ma umuntu ekulanda ezothengisa ifoni ye-R2,000 ne-R500 ungazihluphi ngokuthi uyithethephi. Uthini kahle kahle abanye babo abantu vele bekwazi ukuthi zithengiswa ngotsotsi lezo zinto uyazithenga. So that means ukuthi there is a very huge market for these stolen goods, and kuba liphutha nehlazo ukuthi laba ababanjiwe bebevele besiya eZimbabwe. Kunika igama elibi ngale lithi ukuthi kanti laba bantu izinto lezi bazichaphisa njani laphana emabhoda, ngoba kuyashiwo ukuthi bebengenawo namareceipt. Sokungathi iZimbabwe umphakathi uyiwo ogqugquzela ukuthi onja ngapha ngenxa yokuthi uyafika abantu sebethengisa lezani izinto, ngoba amabhusta lawa amabhathi lawa athengwa ngabantu for solar panels and everything else. So kuyabonakala ukuthi thina singumphakathi we are aiding this crime. Siyayigqugquzela ngoba ama usiso thize vela esebenza emakhitshini athathele ifoni yakhe, mina ngibuye ngiyithenge ngemali engaphansi. Ngigqugquzela ukuthi uthoza abuyele futhi ayebambe omunye.
Yes, before you go, Mr. Mabena, I have a message for you from one of our listeners, Raymark B. Matiza, who sent a message through our Viewershona Facebook page. He says, good evening, Mr. Mabena. Please speak to Dr. Siwanda. We need him also in our association. After that program, please come to our platform. That's Raymark B. Matiza. He didn't put his number, but I think you know he knows you. You may also know him. That's Mr. Mkwananzi. That's your message.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We will go to the page. I'll visit the page.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkwananzi. Siyabonga kakhulu isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangolo.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu kubalaleli. Ibizwi lokugcina nje esingazama nje ukuthi libhebhetheke emphakathini ukuthi mhla ka 6 February sinohlelo njengeZimbabwe Community South Africa. Mhlawumbe sizozama ukuthi sihlanganise nezinye inhlanganiso, njengoba sokuke kwakhulunywa lapho ukuthi sizinhlanganiso siyahlangana yini sikhulume ngezwe elilodwa for a crime summit. Kube kudingide kubonakale ukuthi ingaphathwa njani. Baphelile odadewethu nabafowethu, bathathela izinto, balinyazwa, abanye sebeze bafa.
Sibongile kakhulu Mkhwanazi. Njengoba ngitshilo isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye, sesisele nje le 10 seconds umnumzana udokotela Sibanda ukuthi athi bye bye nje kuphela.
Dr. Swanda
kubalaleli sibonge ukukhuthala kwabantu ekukhulumeni ukuthi kunobugebengu sicela ukuthi lobo bugebengu behle ikakhulu kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe ngoba kungcono igama labantu baseZimbabwe.
Hayi, sibongile. That was Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the Africa Diaspora Forum. You also heard from Mubongani Mkwananzi of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. And my name is Chris Dande. Good night, Zimbabwe, until we meet next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well until we meet again here on CBS 7 Live Talk.
Neraka na kamuri ya Zimbabwe, ino Studio 7.
Tishitepe yura atiri.